An expert panel says an education scheme that clusters schools to work together is being neglected and is in danger of being scrapped. Kahui Ako, or Communities of Learning, costs around $100 million a year, most of it in extra pay for teachers and principals in leadership roles for these clusters. There's been opposition to the scheme, with the Principals Federation calling in for it to be disestablished and the money spent on more urgent needs. However, the panel that helps appoint lead teachers and principals to Communities of Learning says the scheme is worth keeping, with schools in lower socioeconomic areas seeing the biggest gains. It says it's improving the way teachers work and can lift student achievement. Prue Kelly is the former chair of the New Appointments National Panel, a former high school principal, of course, and is now spokesperson for the panel. Kia ora, Prue.
Kia ora, Catherine.
So this was a policy introduced under the previous national government. Just how widespread did Communities of Learning become throughout New Zealand?
Pretty widespread. There's 220 Kahui Akos, which are about 75% of New Zealand schools are involved in them.
So 75% are members of one of these clusters.
Yes, and that means there is about 5,000 teachers, approximately, that are holding roles. Forget exactly how many. Of course, there's 220 leaders, but the leader, it's a bit wrong to say leaders, because sometimes it's two people leading or three people leading a Kahui Ako, because it's quite an immense job. And there's 500 odd across school teachers who are leaders of practice change.
So remind us how it works, how they get together, and what people in these respective roles also do, you know, on an ongoing basis.
Okay, well, schools come together. They've come together because they have usually a fairly close geographic proximity. And more importantly, they're able to get together and identify problems of practice or achievement challenges, they're called, that they want to solve. In the beginning, it was very basic. It was based on national standards. It was reading, writing, and level 2 NCEA. But since then, it's evolved, and there's a great variety of achievement challenges across Kahui Akos that principals and the community have identified as things they want to improve. So they set up and they vary from quite small, 7 or 8 schools, to quite large, 20 odd. So, and they work together with a leader and across school teachers. Does that make sense?
It does. What have you seen that makes you say this is working? Because are we having any evaluation, actually, of how it has worked?
Well, that's really why we've done this report, is we have a privileged view, really, of what's happening in Kahui Ako, because we attend all the appointment and processes. We evaluate each candidate to make sure they meet the natural criteria, and that involves attending their interviews. So that's interesting. We have a quality assurance responsibility to make sure that the people who are appointed will be able to do the job. But what has informed this report is that the meeting the criteria only lasts for 2 years. Then people have to be reassessed based on what they are doing in the Kahui Ako. And again, the New Appointments National Panel is involved. So we gather data and information and evidence of what they're doing in the Kahui Akos, and we assess that, and we attend the interviews, and we verify everything that we get, so we can be reasonably confident that the picture that we have that's happening in the Kahui Ako is accurate based on reports by the people who are doing the mahi. Now, we have found that there's significant trends in what's happening, and we felt that we needed to make a public statement, a report about this, because there's lots of uninformed comment that is not supportive, and it must be really depressing for these people who are making a marvellous change, a really cultural change in the education system, really.
Where are those voices coming from, and what are they saying?
Well, we went through all the reappointment that we did. 161 leaders reappointed to roles and 351 across school teachers reappointed to the roles. And what we did as a kahuiako, because each member has 18 or so kahuiakos that they're responsible for the appointments of, we looked through the data that we had, the written information and the evidence that they'd given us, for common threads across the kahuiako. And we identified 10 of them. And then we sent out surveys to these people, these reappointed people, and approximately 50% of the leaders and 50% of the cross-school teachers responded. And we gathered their voice to make sure that what we thought was happening, what our trends were actually happening across the school. So we believe we've gathered clear evidence of what is happening, and we've identified 10 trends. 10 trends that they're not set in concrete and they're not uniformly established, but they're emerging trends and they are to be supported, or we believe they should be supported and continued.
What are the most significant of them for, you know, parents listening now, teachers listening now?
The most significant one really is New Zealand's had a lot of quality research-based practice, you know, the best practice evidence synthesis that Adrian Alton Lee did years ago. And what this is doing is getting expert teachers who are really good practitioners to teach other teachers. So we've got teacher-led professional development. And for the first time ever, these teachers have actual time to spread their good practice. And they're doing it through collaborative inquiry. So it would go something like this: oh, Johnny didn't do very well in my language in this unit. And instead of what has happened and still does happen to some extent, oh, Johnny didn't pay attention or he was away too much, teachers are asking themselves and their friend and their their fellow teachers, how can I change? What can I do to make sure Johnny learns? So there's a significant change in focus from teaching to adjusting their practice to meet the needs of the children instead of just carrying on regardless and hoping the kids leave.
I suppose... Carry on, please.
No, go on.
No, finish your thoughts.
Teaching's being deprivatised. They're not teaching in their little rooms and doing it in isolation. They're inquiring, they're talking to their trusted colleagues, they're having conversations about, you know, how can I do it better, and accepting advice. They're working hard to build relational trust across the kahuiako. And this not just in, say, just in primary schools, it's across the sector. Early education, even though they're not fully funded to be in the scheme, they've can see the benefits and they've joined kahuiako in the hundreds, right through to secondary and in some cases tertiary, so that they've got well understood educational pathways through the various sectors. And it's just opening up practice really, and an intent in all kahuiako to improve so they can meet their achievement challenges.
One of the issues that was raised when these were being set up were some educators saying, look, we already do this, we already cooperate, we don't need to be paying some people more than other people to go out and do this stuff. And that money could be better invested in the professional development of all teachers. Can you hand on heart say that the improvements you're seeing here are being achieved because of this model, and that in many instances wouldn't have been in its absence?
Yes, I can, because it's about teachers teaching teachers and learning from colleagues, and it's a well-acknowledged way of teaching adults. There's heaps and heaps of research that shows that sending people off to courses, no matter how good the courses are, you have a day out, a week out, learn a whole lot of stuff, come back, and then it's business as usual at school. And everything you've learned goes off, gets put on the shelf for another time. This is changing practice, and people know that they've got people supporting them in the school with time to support them in the school so that they can change their practice.
Prue, what are the concerns then about the future of the scheme? Is the funding still going in? Has there been a pause on new ones being set up? What's concerning you that it might be out of favour now with a new administration?
Well, it's there's no doubting that the current administration, or the current government, if you like, supports collaboration. They have been convinced, though, that this is not the best way to do it. And we would argue that the changes that have gone on and the trends that are emerging are really vital to be continued. That's the best way of putting it. No one's actually said they're stopping Kahui Ako, yeah, but certainly there's a moratorium on developing more. And there's still 25% of schools not in it, not benefiting from it.
Where can you be heard? Where can you put this evidence in front of people and in front of whom and say, actually, could you please consider this? You know, are you able to get a meeting with the Minister of Education? It's obviously quite busy with a few other portfolios at the moment.
Of course they are. Well, we have worked hard with this report to inform the ministry as we go. It's not an official ministry report or anything like this. We're an independent body and we sit out the side of everybody else. But we believe that what's happening is worth looking at. And what we would really like to happen would be to be the ongoing systematic longitudinal monitoring and evaluation of what's happening in Kahui Ako, because the shifts in pedagogy are really beginning to happen. And I think that it would be a shame if it was stopped in any way. For people to say, just give us the money, we know how to do it. It's not correct. Because if that was correct, we wouldn't have the long tail that we have in student achievement, which is always pointed out in any PIMS or TIMS report, and we wouldn't have such variability in our teachers across the system. Well, it's been shown that it's variability in teachers, not variability in schools, that are key to student achievement.
Prue, thank you so much. Prue Kelly, former chair of the new appointments panel, now the spokesperson for the panel. This is the Kahui Ako, or Communities of Learning, and they have done a report into, they argue, how well they are doing.